You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, it is indeed. It is a good morning. It is a good Monday morning. Welcome to Monday, the 7th of August, and The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D, and I'm here with you until 10 o'clock this morning. A little bit croaky this morning as well. That's it. Welcome. And let's start off with, if I've got a couple of birthdays for today. And remember, sometimes I tell you, we get people born on the same day of the month, obviously different years, but engaged in the same kind of profession. Well, we're going to go back to the year 1574 to start with this morning. So Robert Dudley was born on this day, 1574, a long time ago. He was an English explorer and a cartographer, and in 1594 that's just 20 years of age, he led an expedition to the West Indies, of which he wrote an account. Now, he designed and published Del Arcano del Mare, which was the first maritime atlas to cover the whole world. Now, the other birthday is a little bit later on. It's 1779, and it's Louis de Freysant, and he was a French navigator. He circumnavigated the Earth and was one of the first to produce a comprehensive map of the coastline of Australia.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
And I felt.
And I felt.
And I felt.
Sounds like it got a good crowd back there, doesn't it? That is, in fact, Boys to Men, and thank you. And if you're spending time with us here on this morning's breakfast show, a big thank you to you as well. It is a Monday. It's a Music Monday, so we go right through till 10 o'clock this morning, checking in, of course, with Ingrid a little bit later on in the 8 o'clock hour, see how Yasmin's weekend went, and if we can find them, perhaps a couple of people born this day in the world of music. There we go, Genesis there, and Land of Confusion. In other words, welcome to the Breakfast Show. I think we've just about fit in with that, don't you? Right, time on the Breakfast Show. We are 12 minutes, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock this morning. Plenty of these on the Breakfast Show. Yesterday's songs.
saying I love you. Yesterday's songs don't stay around long, not much anymore. Yesterday's words don't make themselves heard like they did before. Maybe yesterday's blues, maybe yesterday's news, but the truth always stays the same. And the good things will never change, like saying I love you. Saying I love you. Yesterday's songs don't seem to belong, they're here and they're gone. Yesterday's moves don't stay in the grooves, they keep moving on. Maybe yesterday's rhyme was for yesterday's time, and the future's not ours to see. But there's some things it always will be, like saying I love you. 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 Like saying I love you.
There we go, yes. Recognize the voice? No? It's Mr. Neil Diamond and yesterday's songs. Now, I tell you what we are going to do as we go through this week. We're going to start today we're going to try and make it as near as 7:45 as we can. We're doing it in a 7 o'clock hour because I know a lot of you are out and about in your cars or just getting into work or getting ready to go into work. We are going to do a little contest each day of the week this week. And the prize, you know, King Charles was crowned, wasn't he? Yes, his coronation. Well, we've got some gifts from the coronation. We got a shopping bag. You know, one of these bags you can take to the supermarket and show off. Look, I'm royal. It also includes a very, very nice mug, fridge magnet, a key ring, and a bookmarker as well. So all those are in one little package. We're going to give away one each day of this week. All right. And additionally, the one who wins on Friday, we'll arrange a day when we will give the prize to that person, and we're probably going to go to do that at the Pedro Mandinga Rum Bar in Via Argentina. Yeah, I'm trying to remember where it is. We'll be doing that. So I'll tell you more as we go through. Each day we'll have a question. It's all to do with Great Britain. So get your thinking caps on. You must be resident here in Panama to take part, all right? Because we're not going to send anything. You must be a resident here in Panama. So we're going to do that. I'll tell you more as we go on, because right now, me talking away here, right now it's time to do get this. Yes, get you all spruced up and smelling nice in the shower. Let me just go and turn the water on. Oh, there we go. Well, this morning, I sort of haven't woken up from Friday yet. Anyway, what have we got for you in the shower this morning? Well, in the Navy. Not me, that wasn't silly. I joined the Air Force. There we go. Out of the shower you get. I wasn't going to join the Navy. Can't swim. I know I can't fly either, but the Air Force is much better. Anyway, there we go, in the Navy, and that was Village People, of course, here on this morning's breakfast show. Got some good mornings to get through this morning, just very quickly. Good morning to Renee, good morning to Ed Versailles, good morning to Mary Lou, good morning to Senor Francisco, and some of you, a couple of you made requests, I'll deal with those when we come back after having our little talk about some of the international news this morning. And say, don't forget, roundabout, because we're sort of trying to squeeze everything in time, about 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, we will be doing a little giveaway for this week, where we're going to give one away each day right through this week. So we've got plenty of chances. The questions won't be that easy, because it's a nice prize. But it's all going to be about Great Britain. So that's all to come on this morning's programme. I tell you what, our next piece of music for now. Here we go with The Real McCoy.
Just another night, another dream.
There we go. That is Real McCoy and Another Night. And that's brought us, I tell you what, we're just a few minutes away from the bottom of the hour, so we'll just take a little break, and then when we come back, we'll look at some of the international headlines for this Monday morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express, 648-14281. Give them a call, 648-14281.
Annalbrook Car Service Express.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely, and we're just making our way 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. I'm a little bit croaky this morning, but let's get through some of the international news headlines for today. An elite group of North Korean hackers secretly breached computer networks at a major Russian missile developer for at least 5 months last year. This is according to technical evidence reviewed by Reuters and analysts by security researchers. Reuters found cyber espionage teams linked to the North Korean government, which security researchers call Scarcraft and Lazarus, secretly installed stealthy digital backdoors into systems at NPO. Mashin Troyenya, a rocket design bureau based in Rutov, a small town on the outskirts of Moscow. Now, experts say the incident shows how the isolated country will even target its allies, such as Russia, in a bid to acquire critical technologies. And over there in Niger, they closed their airspace on Sunday until further notice, citing the threat of military intervention from the West African regional bloc after coup leaders rejected a deadline to reinstate the country's ousted president. Niger was waiting on Monday for a response from the West African regional bloc after coup leaders ignored a deadline to reinstate the ousted president, a move the bloc has warned could lead to military intervention. The Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, has said that it will issue a statement on its next steps, responding to the junta's refusal to stand down by Sunday, as foreign powers said they hoped for a peaceful resolution. The bloc has taken a hard stance on the July 26 power grab, the region's seventh coup in 3 years. And Ukraine is seeing significant results from US and German air defense systems, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday, despite waves of Russian airstrikes at Kiev targeted civilians and residential buildings. Russia reported it had shot down a drone heading for Moscow in the third such attack in a week, while officials on both sides said Ukraine had struck two bridges linking Crimea to the mainland. A senior Ukrainian official said on Sunday that talks in Saudi Arabia to make headway towards a peaceful settlement of the war with Russia had been productive, but Moscow called the meeting a doomed attempt to swing the global south behind Kiev. Well, more than 40 countries, including China, India, the United States and European countries, but not Russia, took part in the Jeddah talks that ended on Sunday. Around 80% of Hong Kong's based investment banking staff at Credit Suisse will be made redundant starting this week, two people with knowledge of the matter said, as part of the bank's integration with UBS Group. Only about 20 bankers will be spared the cuts that will impact Credit Suisse's 100-strong investment banking team in the territory, the people said, declining to be identified as discussions on the matter were private. Since China opened to foreign investment in 1978 under Deng Xiaoping's, this is his global firms, since then global firms have ploughed in hundreds of billions of dollars to buy and build factories for market access and cheap labour, bolstering the Chinese currency. A gentle downtrend in foreign direct investment gave way to a steep drop last quarter, and inflows to China slammed to their lowest since records began 25 years ago, raising the prospect that the long-term trend is turning. Corporate leaders and their advisors say a shift is underway and the political concerns behind investment decisions are long-term, which leaves the yuan facing pressure from what was long, one of its staunchest supports. World shares traded cautiously on Monday after a mixed US jobs report triggered a rally in beaten down bonds, but new hurdles lay ahead in the shape of US and Chinese inflation figures due later this week. MSCI's broadest index of shares that edged lower in thin trade after this was after losing 2.6% last week. European shares, stocks opened largely flat, except for UK stock markets, the FTSE, which opened lower, weighed down by heavyweight miners, while the shares of Unite Group fell to the bottom of the index after a rating downgrade. Oil prices, they edged lower following a protracted rally helped by top producers, Saudi Arabia and Russia, pledging to extend supply cuts through September, further tightening supplies. Both key benchmarks notching up their sixth consecutive weekly gains last week. On Monday, Brent crude futures slipped 81 cents to $85.43 a barrel by 11.05 GMT, while US West Texas Intermediate crude was at $81.99 a barrel. That was down 83 cents. WTI dipped by $1 earlier in the session. Right, now on to the serious news. Elon Musk said on Sunday that his proposed fight, this is a physical fight by the way, with Meta chief executive Mark Zuckerberg would be live streamed on social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, but a date for the match is still in flux. I'm getting an MRI on my neck and upper back tomorrow, may require surgery before the fight can happen. We'll know this week, said the Tesla CEO on a post on X. The social media and tech moguls have been egging each other into a mixed martial arts cage match in Las Vegas since June. Zucker Musk fight will be live streamed on X. All proceeds will go to a charity for veterans, Musk had said early on Sunday morning. Zuckerberg, responding on his social media app Threads, said, I'm ready today. I suggested August the 26th when he first challenged, but, well, he hasn't confirmed. I'm not holding my breath, he said. What a great idea. Wouldn't it be better if we sorted out all our problems by just putting a couple of people in a ring? Get your best people, put them in the ring, have a good fight, and then depending on that, that was the result. And then nobody had to go to war, really. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Back with some good mornings and requests in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
There we go. That's Robbie Neville and C'est la vie. Now we've got some good mornings to get through this morning. Mentioned Senor Francisco. Good morning to you. To Ed Versailles. Asked for a piece of music. We're going to get to that, Ed. Also to Mary Lou, of course. And let's see who else I've got. Renee. Well, yes, we can't forget Renee, can we? So we're going to be doing... I tell you what. First of all, let's just say a happy Monday. Good morning, yes.
Hello, good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. You had a busy little weekend.
Oh, yes.
You went to the DHL event. Now, I like that because you said they got electric vans that are used for delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that cool?
And motorcycles.
And electric motorbikes,
mm-hmm,
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
Oh, yes. Very nice.
Yeah.
Everybody were excited.
Yeah.
All the drivers were there. We had a big party.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That was during the day, was it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was very hot.
Now, you met quite a few people while you were away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, we'll say, because you met with Sheila Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
You met her there, right?
Yeah, she's from the agency.
Yeah, good morning to you, Sheila, if you're listening. Now, her dad listens apparently every day to the
mm-hmm,
show.
Mm-hmm.
This is Roy Phillips. Well, Roy, good morning to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening to us every day, I guess we're going to send you a check. No, we don't have any. So anyway, boy, it's nice to know you're out there. Thank you for that. And also you met to Grecia.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Altuve?
Altuve, yes.
Uh-huh. And mm-hmm. she works at DHL.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you had a successful little day. Made lots of new friends.
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they were very nice. Mm-hmm.
Did they know who I was?
Of course. Of course, they love the show and they love you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes.
It's always nice to hear. Oh, well, that was a good day.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good day. Now, let's just remind you, because I tell you what, we're coming to, we're about 18 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
As close as I can, I'm going to do another piece of music. After that, mm-hmm. we're going to do the contest. And we've got 5 bags of gifts to give away. From King Charles's coronation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's the bag itself, which has got coronation thingy all over it. There's a nice commemorative mug
mm-hmm.
in there. There's a keychain. There's a fridge magnet. And there's a bookmark.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do everything with those things.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to give one away each day. Now, we're going to ask first in the first hour. Nobody gets it. It will do it in the second hour and in the third hour. If nobody gets it then, it goes back, and then we'll probably give it away in another day.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Now, I don't want anything on WhatsApp, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? You have to call. I'll tell you what. We'll check the phone number. Hang on. Let me don't go away. We're going to do this now because I want to get...
uh-huh.
It works. Just checking because, you know, knowing... So, you're going to have to call Yasmin
mm-hmm.
on 223-5162, all right? Mm-hmm. 223-5162. You're going to have to call Yasmin on that number. The first person to call and get it right will win, all right? You have to be in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do that. I'm going to do a bit, well, I'm only 2 minutes away from that, so I'm going to find a quick little piece of music. I'll come back to everybody's request a little bit later on. Let's see if I can find something. Oh, yeah, here's Lou Christie. It's just 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Then we're going to ask you the question for today. All right?
Good.
And we're going to do that after this piece of music. It's not a bit, I'll come back to all your requests a little bit later. I'm trying to be disciplined here, all right? It's not easy, trust me. Anyway, here is Lou Christie. And after this, right?
That you take everywhere that you look, just look, and you'll find I'll try to get to your soul, I'll try to get to your mind. I'm gonna make you mine. I know I'll never give up. I'm at the end of my run from the morning till supper time, and you'll find I'll be waiting in line. I'll be waiting in line. I'm gonna make you mine.
Yeah, I'm gonna make you mine. Make you mine. is the bet you take. Everywhere that you go, just
everywhere that
you'll find. I'm trying to get to your soul. I'm trying to get to your mind.
There we go. That is Lou Christie there, and I'm going to make you. I'm going to make you mine. Right now, let's run through it again. Firstly, by the way, yes, we need to say a big, big thank you to Paul and Maria Dixon.
Oh yeah.
Because when they came over earlier in the year, they bought us these amazing gifts to give away on the radio. The reason it's a little bit longer because we were trying to make another arrangement for somebody to come in and do it, but it didn't work out. So we're going to get on with it. So Paul and Maria, thank you so very, very much for these wonderful gifts. Now, the gift again is all to do with the coronation of King Charles III. All right, and there's a bag, a shopping bag with the logo on it. There's a beautiful commemorative mug. There's a key ring. There's a fridge magnet. And there's a bookmark, all in one little package. So, what I want you to do, I'm going to give you the question in a second. Is that, now, the questions are all to do with Great Britain. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, that's England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Okay? So, it's all to do with Great Britain. Do not WhatsApp me. Okay? Do not WhatsApp me. Call Yasmin, and the number is 223-5162. 223-5162. That's the number. The first person to call with the right answer will be our first winner for this week. Now, the question. Are we all paying attention? What is celebrated on the 5th of November? Why and how is it celebrated? What is celebrated on the 5th of November? Okay. For what? And what is celebrated on the 5th of November, for what reason, and how is it celebrated? That's what we want to know. All right? So I'm going to go to one of our requests for this morning. Good morning to Ed. Ed Versailles says, hey, howdy, good morning, everyone. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend. To start the week, I'd like to request a song whose title sums up how my weekend went. Designated Driver. By Alan Jackson. Okay, now remember the question for the quiz is what is celebrated on the 5th of November, why and how is it celebrated? Okay? Call that number, 223-5162.
Get you to help me. I need a
friend, see me through. I hated the call, I knew you wouldn't mind at all. I know you know, I'd do the same for you. I'm not the kind that likes to drown my sorrow. I may hate myself tomorrow, but tonight I'm the designated drinker. I just lost the one that wrapped me round her finger. I need to get where I can't think of her. So tonight I'm the designated drinker. We need to get where we can't think of her. So designated drinkers. Oh, tonight we're the designated drinkers.
And there we go. That is for Ed this morning. And yes, well, it sounds like you had a good weekend. Right, let's move on. By the way, nobody's come in with the right answer yet. I'm not going to repeat it. If I'm going to do it, if nobody gets it in this hour, then we're going to do it again in the next hour and the last hour. And if nobody still gets it, then it'll go on to another day. Okay, the number 223-5162 if you know the answer. Let's say a very good morning to Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. Renee has written, says, good morning. Yes, good Monday morning. She says, our Greek neighbours invited us over last night to give us some fresh figs off their trees. Ended up staying there for a few hours, sipping ouzo and chatting up a storm. The whole family was there. Yaya, Papoos, daughter, son-in-law, son-in-law, son, grandsons, friends. Such a kind and lovely group of people there, and we found out that their grandpa is 93, and you would never know it. It's because of the figs, you know. Keep your regular. Oh no, that's prunes, isn't it? and he's still out there working in the garden, trimming trees and shrubs. Have a great week, everybody. I need some cowbell. Really? Could you please play Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult?
Summer.
There we go. Yes, I love that song. Don't fear the Reaper from Blue Oyster Cult. Right, we have a winner. Congratulations to Eduardo. Yes. And the answer is the 5th of November celebrates Guy Fawkes. We call it Guy Fawkes Night. Now, Guy Fawkes, together with his some compatriots, they tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament. Yes, they did. Unfortunately, they didn't succeed, but they did. They tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament. And how do they celebrate over there in Great Britain? With bonfires and fireworks. And sometimes they even burn effigies. That's another thing they do. The people they don't like, they put on the bonfire. I'm not going to get political. Anyway, congratulations to Ed. And what we're going to do as we go through the week, because we have got 5 of these packages to give away. Again, big thanks to Paul and Maria over there in the UK for bringing those over for us. So that's today. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we're going to do it in the second hour of the program. Wednesday, we'll do a one in the last hour of the program. Then on Thursday, we'll come back to the first hour, Friday to the second hour. If they all go, because what we're going to do is the person who wins the last one, okay, we've got 5 to give away. The person who wins the last one will be invited to pick it up with myself and Yasmin at Pedro Mandinga in Vera, Argentina. And so we'll have a couple of drinks and some snacks, all right? So that's the last one. So you're all going to wait now to the last one, because remember, we're not doing the last one till the others have gone. Right, I tell you what, we've come to the top of the hour. Time for me to keep quiet and give you the news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Valley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valley Motors. And what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but tell it to my double espresso. Michael says he's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go, let's go. He's cherry with a G, and I with a J. If it's cherry with a G, then you got it okay.
The Band of Horses, and that's called Warning Signs. Coming off of their album, which is called Things Are Great. Band comes, by the way, comes out of Seattle in Washington, formed back in 2004. It's led by the singer-songwriter Ben Bridwell, who has served as the band's sole constant member throughout numerous lineup changes. So they are very good. Nice band, that one. Band of Horses is what they're called. This is Cutting Crew. Time, by the way, on The Breakfast Show. We are 18 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Oh, by the way, this is called from Cutting Crew.
I just died in your arms tonight. I keep looking for something I can't give. Broken hearts, I already.
classic, isn't it? Cutting Crew and I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight. I think it's about time we went and sort of found out what's happening out in the countryside, don't you? So, find Ingrid.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? We had a bright sunny day on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. Yes, I am in Estados Unidos. Thank goodness it was a safe travel. And boy, let me tell you, if you think it's hot in Panama, I don't know how. I'm further north. It's hotter here. Oh, yes, it is. The sun is blazing down and it's only what? Let me look at the clock here. Oh, it's only almost 8 o'clock here in Estados Unidos and I'm boiling. It is very, 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 very hot. Well, the ocean was beautiful last night. Saw one of the most beautiful sunsets I've seen in a while. Wow. That red ball just sizzled down into the ocean and went poop, disappeared. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Mom and Dad doing pretty well. Sister's doing pretty good too. Happy to see that they are doing well and living life large. Yes, indeed. Renee, she takes off, my sister, to the Norte. She's gonna go Norte for, I don't know, about a week, and I'll stay here and make sure that the home front is safe, sound, and fed. Yes, they are good people about eating. So, this morning is breakfast. Yesterday was a lot of yard work to get it done before she left. Outside, cutting and chopping and chopping and moving stuff along and putting them in paper bags so we can pick them up in the garbage. It's amazing. It's a gated community Mom and Dad live in here. And, pretty good size houses, pretty good size lots and whatnot. But, you know, for a couple of old people, they're doing pretty well. Got a swimming pool in the back. I may go in, don't know. I don't think anyone swam in that pool for at least 5 or 6 years. I don't know. Well, I may go in there just because it's hot. But a beautiful morning. Well, welcome and hello to all my peeps in Panama. Hope you're doing well. Hey, Cook, the new addition to the side there looks awesome. You guys did a great job. Congratulations. Yes, we had to extend the roof a little bit because the rain was coming in. And we said, I don't want the rain to come in. Let's take it so the rain don't come in. So here we are. I'm having a cup of coffee, looking at that bright golden ball in the sky that's burning down on me. All right, this is your Trepid Outroar reporter in the Estados Unidos in Florida. All right, and back to you in the studio.
Hot.
Well, we started off with Arrow and Hot, 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 and a great instrumental there. That's from a band I really got hooked into called Poolside, and that was called Hot in the Shade. Reminds me a little bit of Fleetwood Mac's Albatross. It sort of wears this lovely track. Like it. If I'm happy, we're all happy. Let's say a very good morning to Rowena and Phil. They're in Denver in Colorado. Good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, Ingrid, Neil, and all your many listeners worldwide. Do you have the song I Feel Like Dancing by Jason Mraz? If so, could you please play it for us? Thank you. Have a great week, everybody, and to you. Here he is. Come on now, you two, get on the floor.
And it looks like this. I like to dance and it looks like this. I like to pop and lock and hit you with a little bit of robot. Gotta hit it, get it, love it, let it get a little silly with the lyrical ridiculousness. I like to shake a leg. I like to nod my head. I like to walk into a party with a pirouette. A little move goes a long way, like a soul train line in a hallway. It's your way, my way, all day. My kind of magic, it's automatic. I feel like dancing, I feel like dancing. Even if it's raining, I'm not complaining. I feel like dancing, I feel like dancing. Every time I feel myself getting frantic, maybe too much coffee did it. I bump up the music, bump up the click. I pick up the speed till I'm deep in it. Then I give it a half tip, and just like magic, I feel like I'm back and that my body's electric. I'm feeling elastic and super fantastic and flipping like I know gymnastics. I like to shake a leg. I like to nod my head. I like to make a snow angel while lying in my bed. But don't give me no school talk unless you got a good moonwalk. And smile with your hips, smile with your hips, smile with your hips. My kind of magic is automatic. I feel like dancing, I feel like dancing. Even if it's raining, I like to dance and it looks like this.
I like to dance and it looks like this.
Yeah, looking good. We like to dance and it looks like this. Come on. Smile with your hips, smile with your hips, smile with your hips. My kind of magic is automatic. I feel like dancing. I feel like dancing. Even if it's raining.
Completely worn out after that one. Oh, Jason Mraz there. I Feel Like Dancing. That's for Rowena and Phil up there in Denver in Colorado. Actually, what I was doing, I was showing Yasmin, I had these sort of, you know, they've got these shorts now on YouTube. And I've got some dancing ones up there. They were doing it in time to the music. That's my idea of exercise. Get them to do it. Let's say very good morning to Christopher. Christopher Bowman, good morning to you. He says, good morning, Jerry D, Jasmine, and listeners. Could we please hear a song from way back in the 1900s? Well, not that back. I've checked the date. It wasn't that far. It's by Prince, and it's Raspberry Beret. Looks like the dancing's going to continue. Raspberry Beret from Prince. Wasn't too bad, Christopher. It's 1985. Great song. If you're listening to The Breakfast Show on 89.3 Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Get through. If you give an L.A. law, Into the crowded line, break down, take down, you busted, busted, shake down, break down, take down, just about the time you think it's all right.
Said Bob Seger and Shakedown. I tell you what, we all need a little bit of a break after that, don't we? All together now, take a deep breath.
I know you're gonna dig this.
is it? Denise Williams there, and it's going to take a miracle. And indeed it is. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast. I'm just looking to see if I can find some good news for you here for the morning. I know I saw something come in not so long ago, so I'll see if I can find something to, well, give you a bit of hope at any rate. Here's the Fine Young Cannibals. Good Thing. There we go, Fine Young Cannibals and Good Thing. And I have found a good thing. Yes, I have found something to, well, to be nice, positive news. All right. It's all about tigers. It says here, tigers are clawing their way back from the brink of extinction in Bhutan, according to the country's latest tiger census. The big cats have increased their population from 103 to 131 since 2015, a rise of 27%. It follows that major interventions to help the country's wild tiger population, including community-based tiger conservation programs, habitat improvement, and human-wildlife conflict management projects. This dedication to protect tigers is inspirational and can serve as a model for conservation elsewhere, said Becky May, a senior program advisor at the World Wildlife Fund. Sadly, despite success stories like Bhutan, tigers are still the most threatened big cat species globally, reduced to only around 5% of their historic range. The news from Bhutan came as India reported a 6% increase in its tiger numbers since last year. The country is now believed to be home to 3,682 tigers, around about 75% of the global population. They are magnificent, magnificent animals. And, it makes you sad, doesn't it, really? So people are trying, you know. That's the main thing. Let's try to sort it out. We've all got to live in the same planet. And there we go, that is Mud and Tiger Feet. And, you know, strangely enough, that's the sort of, well, they used to do with elephants, didn't they? Used to make them into stools, their legs. You know, preservation of wildlife. Need to get, you know what, if we were a wild animal, or if we were treated by somebody else the way that we treat some animals, because they impose on habitats, they do culling, don't they? Perhaps that's what war is all about. Because the people that are really just, you know, we're the ones that are making the mess. Nobody else. Anyway, time on the breakfast show. We're just coming up towards the top of the hour. The last hour, we'll be checking with Yaz, have a little chat with her this morning. See what's happening here on the breakfast show the rest of the week. Got a busy week this week. So we'll be doing that. And also, see if we can find a couple of people that are born on this day in the world of music.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah. That's us.
Cause we play
this.
Young and we were improving, laughing, laughing with our friends.
There we go. That is John Cougar Mellencamp. It's called Cherry Bomb. And by the way, a very good morning to everybody. Big time. That was Peter Gabriel. I was looking to see if I could find any good news stories for you. Busy away on the computer. I just thought that this one is a little bit long, so I probably won't read it all through, but it's positive, positive news. It's about a family that uses an electric van and how it changed their summer holidays forever. It says here, for the first 5 years, my husband and I and our four kids under six have travelled entirely by electric van. It says here that we... Oh, they've got a pop-up coming in. I can't, oh, here we go, sorry. Become dedicated to road, rail and ocean explorers. And this is because they got a van. So it says here, we bought our first electric van back in 2016 after I made a film about the health impacts of air pollution. We calculated the cost of fuel for Andy's daily commute was equal to the cost of hire purchase with charging for a small electric car. Well, in those days, the charging infrastructure was limited, to say the least. Only because we were fully committed could we live with the ridiculous situations we found ourselves in, but we also loved the excitement of being powered by wind and sun. We decided to experiment with a big trip in our new car, 600 miles to the Scottish Highlands to see my mum. The journey took ages, but we stopped with friends along the way, explored the market towns we'd never heard of and embraced the journey. When during lockdown our family of four ballooned to six as we became parents to twins, suddenly we had four kids under six, one neurodiverse, and being home felt much harder than being on the move. Trapped at home, we longed to be on the road. We decided to exchange our tiny car for an electric people carrier. It was a Nissan ENV200, the only one on the market at the time. We travelled as much as we could in the school holidays and at weekends, juggling trips around my work so as a filmmaker, and his human rights, often working at night when the kids were asleep. Right, we travelled as far as we had time to and time for. That was to Norfolk, Wales or France on the overnight ferry from Harwich to the Hook of Holland, exploring Netherlands, and then on to Germany. And basically what it says is how they sort of learnt to adapt to the use of electric cars, because we all know right now you can't just stop and charge up, so you have to sort of plan it rather meticulously. But it's good, they are sort of catching on. Anybody here got an electric car? I mean, I would like... Well, I've seen quite a few. I've seen quite a few Teslas running around town as well. I quite like an electric car, I must admit, because in Panama, how far do we go? Not a lot, really. And if you're going to go on a sort of long distance and we don't have the charging facilities to cope with it, you can always just hire a car for a day or two, which is much better than driving a gas car all the time. I'd like an electric car. Anybody's got one spare, let me know. This is Crowded House. Don't dream it's over. After that, we'll have a chat with Yaz. See what we've got going for the rest of the week here on The Breakfast Show.
Traveling with me. Hey now, don't dream it.
we go, that is it. Crowded House and Don't Dream, It's Over. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. And we've also, of course, we've got Yaz here.
Hello again.
Hello again. Hello. Yeah, well, we know what you did over the week. Oh, you did go to see Barbie.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Last night. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and?
Oh, I like it.
You do?
But, yeah, I was like, I didn't laugh a lot.
No, I mean, I didn't dislike it, but I didn't think it came up to the hype.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But Ian loved it. Ian said it was a great movie, so I don't know, maybe it's just for adolescents.
Yeah.
Like Andres.
Did he? Oh, so true. So Ian didn't take his Barbie with him then? Can you imagine sort of, you know, these sort of young kids going to see the Barbie, and they've got their Barbies and they're doing sort of things to the movie on the back of the seat in front of them, you know. So, I mean, we got a Barbie in the studio.
Oh, yes. You got yours.
Hmm?
You got yours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you noticed, I did notice at one time in the movie,
mm-hmm.
she was wearing a dress like that, black and white stripe.
No, I didn't notice it.
Yeah, seriously, I noticed it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we go on, because that was from Cabaret Caliente, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
My backup.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we've got a busy week this week.
Oh, yes.
Starting tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
Jaime Chirigo. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it last week. He's coming in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Tips to relax.
Exactly.
See, very laid back here, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Of course we are, for heaven's sake.
And breathing
is relatively important.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But yeah, breathing. I mean, as I mentioned yesterday when we said that Jaime was coming in, when you think about it, we take very short breaths, don't we?
Yes.
Instead of sort of filling our lungs
exactly.
with air.
Mm-hmm.
And it does make it, you feel a little bit sort of better if you have deep breaths.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I tried holding my breath last week. I couldn't do more than about 30 seconds.
Okay.
Not much hope, really. So that's tomorrow. All being well on Wednesday, we've got Andreas.
Mm-hmm.
And who's that? That's the author, the lady,
yes.
Lynn.
Mm-hmm. She's going to be in the book fair.
Oh, great. Okay, mm-hmm. So she's coming in to chat with us.
Mm-hmm.
Then all being well on Thursday, we've got Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And... then the Mac Museum, they came in to talk to us. We did try doing a recording not so long ago over at the Mac Museum, but they had this exhibit. Probably, I don't know if they still got it on. I think it might have finishing in August.
Yes, I guess so.
Mm-hmm. But it was very, very loud, very noisy, and it just didn't work. It was a little bit too much. I couldn't get rid of it
mm-hmm.
with science.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday, we've got a special Friday, because normally we don't have anybody in on Friday, but we're making an exception because we've got Marva coming in,
mm-hmm.
all being well. It's a busy week.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till Saturday. No, Friday at 10 o'clock. No, we love it. It's always great to have people here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And what have you got this week? I mean, that's what we've got on the show. How's your social life?
Also, a lot of things. This week is very, very busy.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, there's going to be an event at Panama Viejo, organized by the Embassy of Israel.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm going
mm-hmm.
to do that early mm-hmm. in the morning. And also in the afternoon, what is it? It's another event. I forgot. Also on Wednesday and Thursday.
Cool.
Just Friday is free.
You work more than I do. Well, it's not difficult, really. It is a busy week this week, then.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what have we got in the world of music? Anybody born today?
Oh, yes. We have the first one, Charles Pope.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1936. From the American vocal group The Tams,
right.
who
mm-hmm.
had the 1964 U.S. number hit What Kind of Fool Do You Think I Am? And the 1971 U.K. number one single Hey Girl, Don't Bother Me.
Okay, what kind of fool do you think I am? Don't answer that.
What kind of fool? What kind of fool?
What kind of fool?
What kind of fool?
Do you think I am now? What kind of fool did you think I'd be? You said you really, really loved me. Darling, you run around all over town. You tear me up and then you let me down.
What kind of fool
do you think I am? What do you think I am?
Kind of fool do you think I am, the Tams? And those were the days when you had to have somebody with a very deep voice.
Yeah, you can sing that.
Who put the pop in the pop? Never mind. okay, let me see. What else? Have I got anything exciting to tell you? No, nothing really.
Mm.
No.
I guess so.
That's it then. Yeah. Let's go back to the music. Mm-hmm. What else have we got? I know this name.
Mm-hmm. The second one is B.J. Thomas,
mm-hmm.
American singer. His 1966 album with the Triumphs, So Lonesome I Could Cry, sold over 1 million copies. In 1975, he scored the U.S. country number one. Hey, won't you play another Somebody Done, Somebody Wrong
Sometime. It's a long track, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm glad you read it out.
A long name.
Yes. Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do then.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do two in a row.
Oh, great.
We'll start off with B.J. Thomas with the Triumphs.
Did you hear that lonesome way? It sounds too good to find. The midnight train is winding low, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. Did you ever see a night so long when time goes crawling by? The moon just went behind. Falling star lights up a purple sky, and as I wonder where you are, I'm so
Just got right for a brand new love song. Somebody done somebody wrong song. Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song and make me feel at home. While I miss my baby, while I miss my baby, so play for me a sad melody, so sad that it makes everybody cry. A real hurting song about love that's gone wrong, 'cause I don't wanna cry all alone. Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song and make me feel at home while I miss my baby. While I miss my baby. So play for me a sad melody, so sad that it makes everybody cry. A real curtain song about a love that's gone wrong, 'cause I don't want to cry all alone. Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. Won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. Won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song and make me feel at home.
There we go, two in a row from Mr. B.J. Thomas. Started off with the Tams, with the Triumph rather, and then on his own with Somebody Did Something Wrong to Somebody Somewhere Else in the World, but not the world, because it's a long title. So. we just had Thunder and Lightning, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. Do you know what? I must admit, I do like Thunder and Lightning. It's very primeval.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can imagine when the world was forming, it was going on continuously.
Mm-hmm.
Very noisy. Have a good week.
Thank you.
Well, you will do. You'll be here.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And I tell you what we can do, because of the thunder and lightning. There's no rain at the moment, is there?
Mm-hmm.
Because when there is rain, we can do another B.J. Thomas song.
Oh, okay.
This one. Raindrops keep falling on my head. Have a good week, yes.
Thank you.
Raindrops are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just give me some talking to the sun.
are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. But that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Cry is not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. Steps up to greet me. The raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
We've got another one for Mr. BJ Proby there, and raindrops keep falling on my head. We're 60 minutes away from the hour of 10 o'clock, so we've got time to squeeze a few more pieces of music in. And our next one is going to be coming from Snow Patrol, and it's called I Think of Home.
I remember trips to Belfast, on that train that hugs the coast. The fields turn quickly into golf course. The golf course just as fast the fields. It was a callow boast, I'll grant you, to know it all when we knew none. Those days we walked the streets of Belfast, like our kingdom come had come. I think of home, I often do. You gotta know I love you now. In this light, how could I not? I think of us just silly kids. I bet we thought we'd never age. And if we did, we'd never dare say. And I remember trips to Derry, on the old cars, freezing seats. And I know Fountain Street in winter. My grandma's laugh, the greatest noise. It should've been harder since she left us. And none of us have been the same. But the light she left is endless, and I still see her every day. I think of home, I often do. You gotta know I love you now. In this light, how could I not? I think of us just silly kids. I bet we thought we'd never age. And if we did, we'd never dare say. I remember trips through Ireland, one caravan, two dogs, the sky. My father yelling points of interest. Us Nazi kids just rolled our eyes. The punched out teeth of Irish history. Mistakes were made, let's leave it there. But there's one thing we can all agree on. There's beauty north, south, east, and west. There's beauty north, south, east, and west. I think of home, I often do. You gotta know I love you now. In this light, how could I not? Think of us just silly kids. But that we thought we'd never age. And if we did, we'd never dare say. Think of home, I often do. You gotta know I love you now. In this light, how could I not? Think of us just silly kids. But that we thought we'd never age. And if we did, we'd never dare say.
I do like that. Probably one of my favourite songs from Snow Patrol, I Think of Home. Now, Snow Patrol, by the way, of course, formed back in 1994, and it was in Dundee in Scotland. And the band were founded at the University of Dundee, and that was by Lightbody, Mark McClellan, and Michael Morrison of Shrug, after briefly using the name Polar Bear, releasing the EP Starfighter Pilots in 97, and losing Morrison as a member, and the band became Snow Patrol in 1997 and added Quinn to its lineup. And their first two studio albums, Songs for Polar Bears in 98 and When It's All Over, We Still Have to Clear Up, 2001. Know the feeling. But anyway, there they were, and a great track called Think of Home. This is Sheena Easton, The Lover in Me.
Love you, Mr. Maybe then it's true when they say love is blind.
she goes into the distance, Sheena Easton there, and Lover in Me. And that just about brings us to the end of this morning's breakfast show, Monday morning show. Looking out the window, it's very dark out there, do make sure you've got your paraguas with you, make sure you've got your umbrella, all right, and stay away from lightning. Right, now, let me see. Let me just remind you, we had our first contest today. Congratulations to Eduardo. He won the bunch of goodies. This is all coronation of Prince, or now King Charles III. His coronation's a nice bag full of goodies, all to do with the coronation. We're giving away one each day of the week this week. Okay, and today was in the first hour. We're going to give one away tomorrow in the second hour of the program. Wednesday in the last hour, and then back to the first hour on Thursday, second hour on Friday. So do pay attention. It's going to be good fun. It's a very, very generous present. Big thanks to Paul and Maria Dixon over there in the United Kingdom, London in the UK. Right, big thanks, of course, to go out this morning. Our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, is no longer in the countryside. She's up there in Miami. She's spending a bit of time up there looking after Mum and Dad. So well done, Ingrid. Keep up the good work. And also big thanks to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, and also does all our social media as well. Somebody has to, and our bookings, and so on and so forth. And let me see, was it? Yes, so today she was helping us out with the quiz as well. So there we go. Big thanks to Yasmin, my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to him. He gets a lot of our background information for us. And again, he's like Ingrid at the moment. He's looking after Mum over there in the UK. And big thanks to the boys and girls of Grupo Grana. Keep us up and running, and especially to Isaac. Isaac, I hope you're feeling better and you got your voice back. It's a bit of a pain when you do our job and you don't have a voice, isn't it? Some people wish I didn't. Right. Let's also say a big thank you, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Back with you same time tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning. Whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, as we always say, please, please, please do it carefully. What do we want to be doing tomorrow at 7? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.